Lord be with you.
And with
your A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God." The Gospel of the Lord. A very early good morning to everyone. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness to save his people from snake bites, so too in just a few weeks, Christ will be lifted up on the cross on Good Friday to save his people from sin. And all of this because God so loves the world. And not just the world, but God loves each of us individually. You know, there's something I usually tell people when they come visit me for chit-chatting with the priest. I tell them that God loves you as if you are the only person, the only creature in existence, which is true. But they never believe me. They're like, "Oh, how's that possible? God's, you know, like, if God loves me as if I'm the only one, then he can't love anyone else." Like, well, no, the math doesn't work out on that one. Infinity is a concept we struggle with. And God himself is infinite, which means his love is infinite. And so he can pour out all of his love on one person and still have all the rest of his love for every other single person out there. And so I say again, he loves each of us individually, as if we were the only thing in existence. But so often our days are filled with mundane tasks that draw us away from and even close us off to the experience of God's love. For the younger generations, this can be something as simple as mindlessly scrolling through social media feeds or browsing the internet or even just letting YouTube play on the forever loop that it goes through. For the older generations, this can be plopping down on the couch and just sitting and watching TV for hours on end, or burying ourselves in our work, or heavily focusing on sports, or reading and watching news 24/7. But what all of these have in common is that they are very often just distractions from the present moment, from what's right in front of us. They distract us from more important duties and obligations, and ultimately they keep us from looking up to Christ lifted high on that cross. This is important to recognize when it happens, and it does happen, but when it happens, it means that we've lost sight, however briefly, of the true value of the cross, the love of God. Now, there is a difference between intellectually knowing that God loves us and experientially knowing that God loves us. We can study or hear or read all about the love of God. There have been numerous papal encyclicals, books, articles, and homilies on the simple fact that God is love and he loves us. But until we move from that knowing in the mind to that knowing in the heart, God's love will not set down deep roots within us. We can know all about a basketball, its shape, its size, its numerical weight, what it's used for, but that's quite a different thing than experiencing the basketball. Knowing that a basketball is 1.4 pounds is vastly different than feeling the heaviness of it as we play. Knowing the feel of it as we hold it in our hands, what it feels like dribbling, passing, and shooting as we're trying to win against the other team. Those are two very radically different ways of knowing. So then how do we experience God's love? How do we move from knowing in the mind to knowing in the heart? Well, it all boils down to one thing, one person really, Jesus Christ. He became like us in all things so that we might become like him. God himself descended from heaven, became incarnate in human flesh, suffered and died for us. That is incarnational love. And so the way that we experience God's love, or at least start to taste it, is by joining ourselves to that cross, to make up for what is lacking in the cross of Christ. Well, we are. We're what's lacking from the cross. My brothers and sisters, for the rest of Lent, and indeed for the rest of our lives, if we really, truly want to know, love, and serve Jesus Christ, if we want to go from knowing love in the mind to knowing it in the heart, we must join with Christ hanging high on that cross. God bless you.